This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. Well, we sprung ahead today with our time and lost an hour. So I'll be looking for that hour of sleep for the next couple of days here, just like most of you out there. Oh, I know it's feels awfully early. That's because it's we still have, today's the day we get to say, oh well, you know, it might say 6 o'clock, but it's actually 5 o'clock or something along those lines. It's that's spring forward today. Feels a little bit earlier than normal, but I'll take it, because you know what that means at the end of the day? More sun. More sun and longer days. I'll definitely take it. I'd rather have some of that sunlight during the day to make it better for us. Now, a little cold right now, but it's going to be warm here today. We're getting into the 50s, and then even tomorrow is going to be a nice day. 66 degrees, 65 the next day in parts of New England. It's only March 8th. I'll take it, right? Be able to get out there, get some stuff done. I already started this past week. It was it Wednesday? I was maybe Tuesday, one of those days. I was out, and I was already raking some of the yard up, cleaning it up, and getting it ready for the year. Notice that some of those leaves that start at the end of the season, some of those leaves that are falling down at the end of the season, I should say, we're still there, getting those cleaned up out of some of the beds, cleaning up the parts of the yard. I was noticing I had a lot of dirt there, not a lot of anything coming up underneath it. So I think this year we're going to have to do a big overseed project. What am I going to do? What am I going to look into doing? Well, perfect time to be doing this in the next couple weeks here, getting that soil sample taken care of. I want to see, hey, what do I got going on there? What do I got going on underneath the soil? So I'm definitely going to take advantage of that free soil sample, that free soil test from Natural Alternative. You can go to their website at naturalalternative.com. And they have a spot there that says, all products. You're going to go to all products, and you're going to click on soil tests and kits. And from there, when you get into ordering it, it'll bring you to a screen after you click on where it says soil test kit. You're going to add it to the cart. And then there's a coupon code that you type in. There's a little box on the left side there. That coupon code is soil test. I'm going to make sure I say that multiple times today because I know a lot of you are looking for it, and you got to take advantage of it. $25 value for free, right? I mean, why not? You know, you're not paying anything extra to do this, and you're going to be able to figure out what you need to do to make that yard better. You know, if you're not looking to make it better and you've had a great area that's been very successful, maybe do it. See what's going on so you can bring that to the other parts of the yard. You know, that's something, that we've been talking about lately. You know, you always kind of think, all right, soil test, I'm going to do it when something's wrong. Well, figure out what's right. That way you can see, all right, I got to continue to do that, or I got to maintain that. It's always about, it's not just about making things better, it's about maintaining it, getting it to where you want it to be. So definitely take advantage of that free soil test kit right now from Natural Alternative. Again, you go on their website or you can give them a call. Their phone number is 888-546-5941. And that coupon code is soil test, all one word. And I think they'll be doing it for a few more weeks here, but it's definitely worth it, right? No, we can. What they'll do is when they send that soil test kit, they'll give you some pointers on how to get the best soil test from the yard that you're looking at. We can go over it a little bit now. What one of the things that you'd be looking to do is take the area that you are doing. You know, get the four corners of it, and then get the center of the lawn, right? And dig down with your shovel, just a round point shovel, or whichever type of shovel you have, but dig down into the ground, and we're looking for the soil that's at the bottom of the shovel when you bring the shovel down. So put that shovel into the ground, kind of push it forward, lean it back a little bit so you're almost making a little hole. But you want to get that soil that's from the bottom of the shovel. That's what we're looking to get, because that's where the root system's going to be. So you take about five samples altogether. We're looking for a total of like a pound, maybe a little over a cup, right? So you're going to take more of a soil sample than you need, because we want to mix it together so we kind of get everything together. So what I'd like to see you do is put it in a five-gallon bucket, and mix it all together and let it sit there for 24 hours in the sun. I learned this from our buddy Daryl. Gave me some information a couple weeks back about this and just said, hey, you know, let it dry out for a little bit. We're not looking to get all that information about the water and what that might be in there. We want it to dry out just a little bit so you can get a little bit better read on the soil sample. Now, you take something right now, this time of year, the ground's going to be wet, right? You know, we didn't have as much snow. Some of the areas did have snow, but we did have a lot of moisture, some rain, so that soil's going to be damp. So you take it, you put it in that five-gallon bucket, let it sit. Let it sit for 24 hours in the sun outside. Make sure it doesn't rain, obviously, or snow. And then from there, you put it in that sample bag and send it back to Natural Alternative. So they're going to send you that kit. It's going to have a bag. You're going to fill that. They have a way to get it back to them, right? So they can send it out to get it sampled. It takes about 7 to 10 business days for them to get the sample taken care of. The sooner you do it, the sooner the better, really. So longer we wait into the season, the longer the wait could be to get your results back, because so many people are doing it, right? So you send it out there, like I said, about 7 to 10 business days. And the best part is they're going to give you a printout of everything that you should be doing. They're going to give you the results, show you, you know, this is what's going on, this is what's going on, this is your pH, this is your nitrogen, this is your phosphorus, this is your potassium. They're going to give you a lot of other details on there. And so that's one good thing that will be there. But what they also do, which is probably the best thing, is they tell you, you know, what you need to do. Now, I've seen a bunch of different soil tests out there. Soil tests, if you go to UMass Extension, it's great. They'll just say, you know, you need to use nitrogen, this, that, and the other thing. But they don't really give you all the details. Natural Alternative will tell you which products to use, how much to use, and they actually recommend you calling them to talk about it if you have questions. So it's like your own personal, you know, gardener on the side. Say, hey, this is what you need to do. You know, you don't have to understand the soil test. They're just getting you the results so you can be successful. So it's definitely really worth it. I would jump on that as soon as possible. Again, this is a naturalalternative.com. They're doing that free soil test this year. They've done it the past couple of years. And I'll tell you, it's awesome. I'm going to have to do it this year myself. I know I've got a very compact yard, very rocky underneath. I'm right on the side of a hill, so I got a bit of a ledge that I'm dealing with. And not a lot of sun. So I got some ideas of how it's going to be. I'll be interested to see, you know, if that comes true, if that is correct, if my thoughts are correct. So I'll be looking to it. If you guys have any questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, still looking for that extra hour of sleep. So I know some of you are going to be sleeping still. So we'll be here. Take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And spring is around the corner here. We are officially 11 days, 17 hours, 27 minutes, and 15 seconds. Yeah, I'm not excited for spring. I'm not counting down or anything. No, not at all. But spring is really feeling like it's here, getting started, working in the garden center. Things are starting to arrive. Things are starting to get into the nursery. Received a bunch of trees recently, a lot of deciduous trees that have been coming in. We like to, in the garden centers, you get your trees in if they're deciduous early, before the leaves start to form, the buds start to form, so they can get acclimated to the area, just in case there's a cold snap later, right? We want to slow down that growth a little bit because a lot of times they're coming from different areas, you know. Is it Virginia, North Carolina, West Coast, wherever it's coming from, they could be a little bit warmer than us, and our temperatures that seem to be warming up a little bit more, obviously, earlier this year, you want to try and acclimate those trees to them. A lot of garden centers, you'll start to see trees coming in. And, it might seem early, but doing it so that those trees will have better success in your yards and not have that shock of, going from warm to cold. You know, a lot of garden centers have been doing that for a number of years, trying to bring them in early to get things just really, filled up and to make sure that quality is still there. Usually, we'll still have some cold weather. Don't get completely fooled by my countdown here of spring coming around the corner, but, that and the mild weather that we've been having still has a chance to drop down temperature-wise. We still have some big differences in during your day and night temperatures. That's still like about a 20-degree difference. So we still have that opportunity to freeze a bit here. Later in the week, it's going to get colder again. at night, during the day, stay in the 50s. But again, you know, it seems like we're in a pattern here the past 3 weeks or so where we'll warm up during the week a bit. And then later on in the week, close to Friday or Saturday, then we'll have some freezing temperatures at night. So we get that burst of energy, and by the end of the week, it gets, you know, a little bit less and gets a little bit colder. It's just like, you know, Mother Nature's doing her work week too, you know. Comes in Monday all ready to go for the week, and then slowly starts to fade a little bit, and then Friday, she's like, ah, all right, I need the weekend. And then we'll start up again, you know, Sunday into Monday. So Mother Nature and I, we got a lot in common. That's kind of how we all feel, right? You know, although a lot of us do not like Mondays, but I digress. But, you know, so those temperatures are going to play into how we start this year, right? We talked about it last week a bit. You know, with all these temperatures, we're looking at it and saying, I want to get out there. I want to put some fertilizer down. I want to do this. What can I do? I want to, you know, I'm excited because of the temperatures. Well, the ground still is below some of the temperatures we want it to be. A lot of our products that we put down, too cold to be putting down still. You can go out and get them. You know, might be time you can put down some lime or some fast-acting lime. But I wouldn't put much more than that down at this point. We want to keep, we want to get those temperatures in the soil up to 40 degrees or higher. Some will say 50 degrees. I like to think 40, 45, just to really get it started there. You know, I would be looking to wait until I start to see some plants start to bloom, you know, or forsythias. Before I really put any fertilizer down, I'm just hoping they don't start blooming really quickly here when some of the temperatures are going to be, you know, warm. They might start to pop because I still feel it's a little bit too early. Ground temperatures are still a little bit cold when you get in there. You're going to feel the cold temperatures down there. So it's getting excited time, but we still have some time to be putting some things down if we're looking to put fertilizers down to help anything. So let's think about it. Let's talk about it throughout the show today so you can be successful. You're not just throwing something down and wasting it. So we'll go into that in more detail a little bit after the break. Like I said, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Foliatone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the threat of contracting the coronavirus in the United States remains low.
That being said, we are going to continue to lean into this effort, to call on industry, to call on every agency of government to deal with it.
The Vice President speaking today in a meeting with cruise line executives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pence is heading up the administration's task force on the virus. As far as the coronavirus and the economy, economist Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News,
I think we may see some more sell-offs, but the first of all, the fear of the virus is what's causing this economic chaos, right? Not the virus itself.
And the cleanup continues in Tennessee after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we were talking about soil temperatures and getting ready for the season. So, a couple things. You can do, you can test your soil temperature a few different ways. Last week I was joking about it, but it is actually a way you can do it is taking like a indoor, you know, thermometer that you would use for like a turkey. You know, place it right into the soil, let it sit there, and it will show you some temperature on it. Probably you're never going to want to put it in a turkey again, you know, because you've thrown it into the soil. But, you know, that's that's up to you on how you want to do it. They do actually sell soil thermometers. They're just maybe about 6 inches tall. So you can put them right into the ground. But there's an easy way to do it, right? So you're looking, like I said, you want to go 5 to 6 inches into the ground to see the temperatures. You're not looking right at the top because the top's going to give you a different result. So best way to do it, take like a screwdriver. Make a hole in the ground, kind of circle it around while it's in the ground there so you can get the thermometer in easily. And then let it sit in there. Because you want to be able to read it. So you want it to sit. You want it to be accurate. Let it sit for, you know, a couple minutes. 3, maybe 4 minutes. So it will, until it stops really moving, right? And then, you know, cover it up so you can take a look around it. If the one of the things is if the soil is not around the bottom area where the probe is, you need to make sure it's nice and tight around there. So you might have to push some of that soil around it. But what you want to do is you want to take multiple readings. You don't want to just take it, you know, once and say, oh, we're good, right? So you want to take morning and afternoon. And you kind of want to average those together to figure out, you know, what temperatures you're really at, right? So that's going to depend on what you can do with the soil. So last week we talked about it a little bit. And, you know, our our soil temperatures and everything that we're looking at. We're trying to get warmed up here. We're looking at different times to do it. So, you know, when we look at the temperature, we were saying, all right, what temperature and what can we start doing? Well, once the ground starts to hit, 40 degrees, that's when we can start working on some cold crops. And I said it as cold, but it's coal crops, C-O-L-E, you know, some of your lettuce, kale, peas, spinach. We can actually get those into the ground for some temperature, for some growing. They'll start going. Then once we get to warmer temperatures in the 50s, that's when you can get some of those onions, those leeks, turnips, you know, anything that's starting to be underground, right? A little bit cooler. And as the days warm up for the soil, you're looking, you know, 60s, broccolis, cabbage, cauliflower, carrots, beans, beets. 70 degrees, we're looking at those real ones that we love up above the tomatoes and squash and peppers, corn, cucumbers, those types. So what we're looking to see with the soil temperatures is we want to have this happen for a few days, the warm weather. So just because you go out there and you're looking at it and saying, oh my God, it's 50 degrees, I need to start getting going, what do I do? You want to wait a few days and make sure it's there for like 3 or 4 days, right? To get you figured out. Now, if you don't want to get out there and purchase a soil thermometer and you kind of want to just rely on some technology, there is actually some websites out there. I saw it while I was reading some articles about what we can be planting different times, different temperatures, right? And threw me off there for a second. I lost my train of thought, but you can actually put in your zip code and it's going to tell you the average soil temperatures right now. Somebody's taking a reading and we're looking at 41 degrees average for today so far. I mean, it's only 6:30 in the morning. We'll see how it warms up later. Maybe that average will go up a little bit. But our 5-day average right now is 42.2 degrees. So we're warming up. I had said earlier we're looking at 40 degrees for our fertilizers to be putting down. I meant a little bit higher than that. 45 to 50 degrees is when we'd really be looking to put some of those other fertilizers down. Like I said, we could put some of that lime down. We could put some of the, sulfur, the garden sulfur that we talk about to break up some of the, extra nutrients in the soil. But we're not there to put like our crabgrass preventer down or seed starting. We want at least 50 to 55 degrees. For some of those cool season grasses. And then for the crabgrass control, they'll say, 55 degrees. But I'll tell you, if the forsythias start to bloom, that's usually our signal. All right, it's ready. It's time. That's when we need to do it. Let's just hope that they don't go too early this year. We are still early. We're technically in winter. And the South Shore got snow 2 days ago. The South Shore of New England, Massachusetts here got snow, whereas the northern part of New England, of Massachusetts didn't, right? I was seeing all the different people who had snow in their yards and I didn't have any. The ground was just, the ground's too warm for the snow to stick in some areas. We're in that in between, even though the temperatures look great and we're getting excited for it, we got to slow down a little bit. And let spring come to us a little bit so we can be ready for what's going to happen. So I do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. George, who's up first today?
Daryl, he's got some questions on soil and temperature.
All right. Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
One that hour.
Yeah.
You were mentioning putting down fertilizer, and I just wanted to kind of point out you might want to wait to get your soil test back from Natural Alternatives before you just start throwing stuff out there, because you might not need it, or you might need more of it. And as much as it's fun just to, you got to do something, is to wait until you read that test and see just how much you need. Might save me some money.
Yeah, definitely. And that's, you know, that's one of the things. I've been getting a lot of people coming into the garden center wanting to just put something down and get ready, right? They just want to do something because they feel like spring's here. And, you know, we're telling them, you know, if you know, you can put some lime down if you know what you need to put down.
Right. Remember from last year, the soil was maybe a little acidic. It's not going to hurt to put some lime down.
Exactly, but I don't want anybody to throw anything down right now. It's just you're wasting some money. I mean, if you want, you can just throw that money out. I'll take it, right?
Yeah,
if you want to spend it. But if you're, you know, it's just really at this time of year, we're getting some false hopes. I don't want to get too excited just in case Mother Nature decides, well, you know what? It's winter again.
Yeah. Right.
Last year we actually, I believe this past week we had snowstorms this time of year, if I remember correctly. Still, so it was a little bit, you know, we were a little bit different than this year. We're a lot colder, a lot more snow.
Right. You can put me down for loving global warming, though, and.
I hear you.
It doesn't bother me at all.
I'm in the same boat. I like the warmer temperatures, obviously, get it going. But you got a great point there, Daryl, with, you know, you might be excited to have the, you know, want to do something. But if you're going to get that soil sample, which I highly suggest, wait a little bit until you get your results so you actually can do the right amount that you're looking to do. You don't want to just start throwing things down.
There's no harm in buying if it's a balanced fertilizer. That's what you're probably going to use, and I'm sure you have room on the shelf, and if not, maybe somebody in the family will say, okay, you can put those shelves up in the garage now. And but it's if you have it, you'll be able to get it. It's probably on sale, right? Didn't you guys have sales this time of the year?
Well, I'll tell you, everything's, this time of year, we're warming up, so regular price, right?
Okay. All right, you have a great day.
All right, Daryl, you as well. Thanks for the call, as always. All right, but Daryl does have a good point there. You know, you definitely want to take a look at... if you're going to do the soil sample, or if you haven't done one and you're doing it this year, wait to put anything down until you get those results back. Because why put something down if you don't need to, right? Or, you know, why go purchase something right now if you don't need it? You know, obviously, you can always return it if that were the case. But, you know, why go out there and do something if you don't need to? Save you some time, save you some energy. You can put it towards something else in the garden. You know, save some of that money if you don't need it for that, you know, fast-acting lime or that soil conditioner or something like that. Buy another plant to add to the yard. Buy some vegetables. Get them started indoors. Do some indoor growing. You know, some of those things. Because, you know, putting something down when you don't need it can add to that extra supply, and that's actually one of the issues that happens in some soils, right? Some of our nutrients in there will get too high, which cause others to start to build up and just sit in the soil. And then you're constantly putting something down, and it's not active for the soil. Now, I've talked about this a number of times, but magnesium, a nutrient in the soil that gets tested on the soil sample, if that gets too high, it does the same thing as a crabgrass control. So your crabgrass control, you put that down on the ground, creates a barrier. So the seed, the crabgrass seed, will not germinate. So it's right on the ground and holds it down into the soil. Doesn't let it germinate. Some will, because it will penetrate a little bit here and there. And you'll notice you'll get some of it. Same thing happens in the soil with magnesium. Magnesium creates a barrier. Doesn't really let any of your nutrients through. And it will just build up. some of it will seep through because not everything can be held back, but not enough for what you're looking for your lawn, your garden, etc. So when you get a soil sample, if your magnesium's off the charts, all of a sudden, you're going to see your phosphorus levels being very high, your potassium very high, your nitrogen very high. You're like, well, how isn't this working? I have all these nutrients, I'm putting them down, and it says I'm very high, they should be active. Well, what's happening is that magnesium is not allowing them to do their job. They're just sitting there. And so they're just building up and building up. So you might have all these fertilizers in the ground that you've been putting down, and they just can't do it. They just have no way because that magnesium is breaking it, holding it there. So that's when we look into that gypsum. We look into that fast-acting gypsum, you know, like a sulfur product. Something to break up that soil, help break up the clay soil, but it'll also help break up that magnesium. So we'll talk a little bit more in depth about that because this is something we're going to be looking at with a lot of soil tests. So definitely some information after the break. So we'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before this break, we were talking a little bit of what you can do with your soil, and you know what soil tests are going to show you, and you know how there's that barrier sometimes of some of the nutrients that you might find that there's too many nutrients in there. What do? We talked about some soil conditioners. We talked about sulfur. Natural Alternatives has a great one. It says sulfur enriched with protolyzer. So it's not only going to help break down some of those barriers that are there, but it's going to help allow them to work the way they're going, to help break down some of that clay soil underneath it. But what it also does with that protolyzer will activate some of those roots, will activate some of the green lawn to really get in there. So it's a nice mixture, right? You look at some of the other products out there, they're just going to have really sulfur with a little bit of calcium in it, right? They're not going to have that extra protolyzer in it or extra something else because... You know, we're trying to break up the soil. We're trying to, help the pH long term. We're trying to help get rid of some of those extra nutrients. Well, we're also with this product adding those vitamins for the soil too. So we're helping it. We're reducing it so that it can be more active, and then we're helping activate it even quicker with that fertilizer. So you might look at some of the other products out there and say, oh, that does the same thing. Well, no, we're kind of, it will work on the same thing, but the natural alternative product will actually do more for you because you're putting that protolyzer in there to really to help it out. So take a look and see what you're looking to do with that soil sample, and what you need to do how much you need to apply, what you need to do, etc. And that will help you determine what you're looking at. Now, if it's a very certain amount of magnesium that's blocking it, or you need to break up some of that soil, that clay underneath it, a lot of times you're using like 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, right? So it seems like a lot, but you're going to want to take a look at it and say, all right, this is the area that's 1,000 square feet. I need to use 12 pounds. It's a 25-pound bag. It's about a half, right? So you take half the bag. And, it was interesting. I was at a seminar this week for Bonide. And I've gone to the seminar multiple years in a row, and you always pick up something different. One of the things I picked up from Art at Bonide was when you're putting down something in a rotary spreader, and I'm supposed to use X amount, obviously there are paths that you go, the back and forth, so you don't miss. But he always recommends getting the area walked over twice, right? So go up and down and then side to side, doing that whole area. Now, a lot of the bags will actually say, use it at setting number 7. But one of the things he suggests is cut it in half, because you don't know, how fast you're going to walk. Is this the exact amount? You cut it in half and walk through it, because you know that you're putting this amount down in this area. So if you're putting 12 pounds in a 1,000 square foot area, you have to make sure that whole area gets done. And so by walking at your normal pace back and forth, you might be able to do it a couple times that way. And at a slower pace of the pellets coming out, but long term it might be a better benefits for you. By having sometimes open wide, if you're using something that has a little rust on it, that the gears underneath have a little rust on it, it might just be dropping out a ton right at first. So by putting it a little bit smaller, you're actually being able to create the flow and hold it to where you want it. I thought that was interesting. I thought that was something that I'd like to, pass on to everybody. Because I've always been under the impression you read the bag, you follow it to a T, and that's what you do. But, if you're going to a smaller area, it's not a 5,000 square foot area, it's a 1,000 square foot area, you need to put X amount down. If you put that in the spreader and just make sure you continue till it's all gone, then you're going to be accurate. And that's why you go a little bit less on the settings. So it was a great tip that I picked up from Art. Anytime I listen to Art talk or talk with Art, I learn something new. So it was awesome. We're going to take our break. We'll be back in a few in the 7 o'clock hour.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.